comforted Hillel to a disproportionate amount of attention. So continuing on in our discussion of Hillel's observations. So who I omer in bor yirechet. A bor is somebody who lacks both Torah knowledge and basic decency. So such a person doesn't even have a sense of yirechet because their entire spiritual compass, it's not just that like it's misdirected north is south or east is west, it's off. Like, they're just not attuned to basic ethics and morality. Velo amharetz, and amharetz is a person who had a sense of intuitive morality, but is not learned. So that kind of a person can't be a chassid. He can certainly be a yarei ched, but he can't be a chassid. Higher levels of piety are reserved for people who recognize the sometimes the halachic issues that lurk underneath the surface of different situations in life that otherwise people might be oblivious to. V'lo habayishan lamed, we'll come back to that. V'lo kapdan malamed, a person who's a kapdan, who struggles with anger, which we talked about the other day, is going to find it very hard to teach because patience is the coin of the realm in teaching. V'lo kalamarba bischor machim, and people who disproportionately emphasize material gain, so they're not going to have either the time or the desire or the emotional energy to invest in their limud haTorah. V'makom shenan ashim yishtadel lios ish, where there's nobody either to stand up and do the right thing and take leadership or to serve in a position of horah, specifically Torah leadership. So a person has to rise to the occasion. Hillel continued on, afu ra'al gulgolas acha shetzaf alpnei mayim amra al da'atef atfuch v'sof mitifayach yitufun. This is the cycle of violence, which unfortunately was co-opted by journalists with an anti-Israel bias in our generation. But there is such a thing as a cycle of violence in life. Hillel saw a skull floating down a river and said, you know, this person obviously came to a violent end, presumably because he had engaged in violence. And this is the way that violence sort of begets more violence, either through providence and also through very natural means that in the gang world, a person who's involved in violence is very likely to meet a violent end, right? A person who's a librarian, we hope not, right? The way that, you know, she deals with, you know, issues, people don't return the books on time. Now they don't even give you a fine, but it's not like, you know, she takes, an AK-47 and starts gunning down people and, because she was mortally offended. So it's not a violent atmosphere. It doesn't beget violence to the person. A person who wants to live in a very violent way, naturally, b'derech hateva, runs the risk of unfortunately meeting a violent end. So just to come back to the point that I bracketed, lo habayishan lamed, Rabbeinu Yonah comments in two ways. One that we're all familiar with, lo habayishan lamed, because if you have no idea what's going on and you're too embarrassed to ask a question, then you'll really never know what's going on. That everybody agrees to. Then he points out something else based on a pasuk in Tehillim, Vadabra bedosacha negin melachem lo evosh. A person should never be embarrassed of Torah, never apologize for Torah, and that's another aspect. And he says, you know, it's interesting, busha is such a wonderful quality in life, the ability to feel shame, the ability to feel a certain degree of humility, bordering on shame. It's a wonderful thing. The Gemara describes Klal Yisrael as Baishanim, which is the one area it doesn't work so well is when it comes to learning. So in light of that, I just wanted to add a third understanding of Aloha Baishan Lamed is sometimes a person who's modest but in a sort of self-defeating way, an overly self-effacing way, is never going to have aspirations in Torah study. He's never going to develop she'ifos in Torah because he's going to say, who me to learn Shas? Who me to learn all of Rambam? Who me to learn all of Tanakh? That kind of attitude, which can be, you know, very a wonderful thing in other areas of life, that can cut away at a person's ambition to try to really achieve something in the world of Limud HaTorah. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, busha is a wonderful, wonderful trait. It's a wonderful virtue, except in the realm of Limud HaTorah. And I would add this to the list of reasons that that's true, is that when a person doesn't have a certain degree of self-esteem, then that can cut away not only at material achievements, which are far, far less important, if they're important at all, or titles, which can be very empty, but that can cut away at the desire and ultimately the reality of a person attaining things spiritually, because a person thinks, mi anochi, in too visceral a way, that can be a very damaging thing. Again, it's a very fine balance, because the opposite is also quite horrible. A person's a Baal Gaiva, and that destroys their learning and any spirituality that may come from that also. So again, it has to be dealt with great care, very delicately. But lo habayishan lamed, it's a reminder that every midah needs to be kept in proportion.